8:15, Galesburg's Morning News, 36th event, The Taste of Galesburg. It's 1 week from today. Ah, wonderful event. Love it here in the city of Galesburg, and it's coming up next week. And joining us to talk more about The Taste of Galesburg, the organizers of the event, Craig Boynton. Good morning. How you doing today?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us, Debbie Crandy. Debbie, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Well, thanks again for coming in. So here we go. We're coming around again. Number one, the great thing is back in person, right? Back to some normalcy, I guess, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's so this is going to be a great thing. I know it's you know, it's been talked a lot about with, you know, I guess restaurants, retail, whatever, that people are having trouble finding employees. And so that kind of makes it hard for those businesses participating to have the business open and this go on. And then the other thing is with volunteers for different things. So here we go. This kind of makes for a bit of a mess, but it sounds like we're getting by so far. But I'm guessing you could still use some volunteers.
We definitely could use volunteers. On the Facebook page for Taste of Galesburg, we have a link to Sign Up Genius where people can go in and sign up for volunteering with us.
Okay. What kind of help do you need?
We need token sale people, token runners, gate attendants, beer servers.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you get instructions when you get there. You get in for free, and then you also get $5 of food tokens. So it's just kind of a thank you for, you know, helping us. We have about 60 to 65 volunteers at the same time. So lots of places to kind of man during the night. So yeah. It's very helpful.
Well, yeah, and it's such a busy event, too. I mean, like you said, you got all the workers for the restaurants themselves, everything they're doing. But, yeah, it takes a lot of people to pull off the whole event. And I'm guessing you get some help from the city and among others to get it set up in the first place.
Yes, we do. We're very thankful for the support that we get from City of Galesburg for providing barricades so that we can get the streets shut down. Waste management for bringing in the big dumpster for us to utilize, even to the places like Holiday Inn Express for providing hotel rooms for the bands that we have.
Oh, okay. Good. All right. So next Thursday gets underway at 4 o'clock, 4 till about 10:30, right down the street from us here on the 7th Street. 20-plus area restaurants are going to be participating. There, as we said, lots of beverages available as well. Three different stages. Where are we going to be set up musically this year?
Right. So Jara and Carol Jean will kind of be by the Kensington, by the kids area, from 4 to 6:30. The Hypotheticals will be in the street, kind of in front of La Cantonita, and from 4 to 6:30 also. And then BBI will take the main stage at 6:30 that night, play till 10:30, so in the beer garden. Okay. And the beer garden is the big parking lot kind of across from La Cantonita and that area. So
okay. Yeah, so I think last time around when we were actually in person, you'd come down a little bit further on 7th Street.
Yes.
This way, so just kind of adding to that.
Had to expand a little bit. We have new fun things for everybody and kids activities from 4 to 8. So there's bouncy houses, face painting, and Discovery Depot is providing some science activities for the kids to do that night. There'll also be tables and chairs for you to sit and enjoy the tastings that you walk around and get.
Yeah. Of course, you've ordered sunshine and 78 degrees, right?
Usually. Usually. That's why it's hot this week. So
exactly.
We're trying to get rid of it.
Craig Boynton, Debbie Crady joining us here this morning. The Taste of Galesburg, celebrating 36 years this year, is happening next Thursday. Gets underway at 4 o'clock. It's so great, Debbie just mentioned, talking about the children's activities. And, you know, Craig, it's a family event. Is, you know, people need to realize that.
It is. We also try to support a 501c3 every year. So we have a raffle, and that raffle this year is going to benefit Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank. So we'll have raffle tickets will be sold at the event. Prizes will include $1,000 in cash, $500 in cash, a dine-in basket with $500 in gift cards. We will have Cubs Cardinal tickets courtesy of KFM. And then we'll
a flat screen TV.
Flat screen TV.
Which stadium, by the way?
St. Louis.
Oh, so they're Cardinal tickets is what we're saying. Yeah. Right, Debbie?
Yes.
Right?
Huh? I mean, I would never say that. I'm going to Wrigley Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday, but, you know.
Oh, do they still have a team up there?
Yes, they do.
I'm just checking.
Yes. I'm sure.
And so is that what you're going for? Just checking that, too. Yes. All right. Well, let's talk more about the taste. I'm sorry, Debbie. Heavens. I hate to do that to Cubs fans. But.
That's okay. That's okay. I feel the pain every year. We do have new businesses this year. We have Sprinkle and Spoon who are joining us, Taco John's, Beaver Teeth Axe Throwing, Brew and Crew. We have Prairie Street Pasta and Innkeeper's Coffee. We have our oldies coming back, of course, like the Packing House, Landmark. We have a few people who have joined us to go, but are coming downtown for the first time. So those in Smoke and Willie's, Lenny's, Grill and Subs, they haven't joined us downtown. And then Kraft and Iron Spike are always there. And we have many, many more. You can, you'll get a menu and a map that night to kind of see who all is going to be there. And then, of course, we couldn't do it without our sponsors. So our title sponsors kind of take the lead in regards to supporting us for the whole kind of planning period. And that would be G&M 105.3, KFM, and OSF, and Galesburg Area Hospitality Association.
Yeah. Again, without the sponsors, there's no way this can happen.
Right.
Yeah.
In addition, we also have sponsors of Gailey Eye Clinic, the Galesburg Register Mail, Tompkins State Bank, Blick Art Materials, First Mid Bank and Trust, Thrushwood Farms, along with Western Smokehouse Partners, Office Specialists, the Galesburg Downtown Council, Burlington Northern Santa Fe, Ameren, F&M Bank, KB Paints on Main, Advanced Rehab, and Watson Thomas Funeral Home.
Yeah. So it takes takes a whole army to pull an event like this off. Well, it's always such a great event. Music, children's activities, and just, you know, it's just a great chance to get out and, you know, see your friends you may not have seen for a while, and especially in a setting like this, because it seems like forever since it's happened, right?
I mean, it does.
Not that you guys didn't enjoy the break, but
we have a little bit of brain fog when we're trying to set this up right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, next Thursday gets underway at 4 o'clock, 4 till 10:30. Lots of great food. So just $5 to get in, and then children under 12 are free.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. And tokens are a buck each.
Tokens are a dollar each, and then the food items will vary in price as far as the tokens are concerned. We have a varied menu from the varied restaurants, and it's up to them based on they have to figure out what the costs are going to be for them. So
Yeah. So, and always some great food. And it gives you a chance to, you know, I think the whole point in the first place that maybe it's a restaurant you hadn't been to before and thought about trying something. Here you go.
Yeah.
Maybe you haven't had spinach bisque. I don't know why not, but here's your chance.
I know. Exactly.
So, there'll be some wonderful food and lots of great fun, great music as well. Again, just $5 to get in. And happens next Thursday night. Again, just right down the street from us, Simmons Street. We'll go across Simmons across Kellogg, right?
Yes.
Simmons from Seminary to just about the Prairie.
Yeah. So, great area. And there will be, you know, you'll find parking easily. Of course, there's the lot right across from us here on Simmons Street. And then you'll find plenty of areas to park. And you're going to be within a block or so once you find that area to park in.
And we have multiple gate entrances. So you can actually get in at Seminary Street. And we also have a 2 Kellogg Street entrances. So you can get in from either the north or the south that
Perfect.
Way.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, very good. No pets, by the way. We don't. Yeah, there's too much food around. Too many people
around.
It's
the food thing.
Yeah. All right. Taste of Galesburg again coming up next Thursday. Gets underway at 4 o'clock. Goes till 10:30. So again, if you would like to volunteer to help out, where do we go?
You can go to the Taste of Galesburg on Facebook and then look for our Sign Up Genius link.
All right, Debbie. Anything else you want to add about Taste of Galesburg this year?
No, I'm just excited to see everybody see it play out, and I think it's going to be a good time. And get the word out, tell your friends, and come down next Thursday.
Absolutely. Craig, anything else you'd like to add?
We're just thankful for the support of our volunteers, of our restaurants, and the community as a whole.
Yeah, and absolutely. Get out and support them, whether it's a Taste of Galesburg or whatever. Yeah, get out and support these restaurants. And again, Taste of Galesburg next Thursday gets underway at 4 o'clock, and we'll be talking about it between now and then as well, too. So, Craig Boynton, Debbie Craddy, the organizers, guys, thanks so much. Always appreciate it.
Thank you.